This is Unit 21 of Pimsleur's Tagalog. In this unit, the conversation you're about to hear is a little different from those you've heard so far. You'll hear a young man speaking with an older woman. To show respect, he frequently uses the word
po,
which is a special Tagalog word indicating modesty when speaking with someone significantly older. You'll also hear a different pronunciation of
mayroon. Pakinggan ang usapang ito.
Meron ka na bang anak?
Meron na po. Meron na po akong anak.
Ilan na ang anak mo?
Isa pa lang po. Isa pa lang po ang anak ko.
Malaki na ba siya?
Hindi pa po. Maliit pa po siya. Pakinggan ulit.
Meron ka na bang anak?
Meron na po. Meron na po akong anak.
Ilan na ang anak mo?
Isa pa lang po. Isa pa lang po ang anak ko.
Malaki na ba siya?
Hindi pa po. Maliit pa po siya.
Now imagine that you and your wife are hosting a party for some new colleagues and their spouses. Do you remember how to say, "You all come in"?
Pasok kayo.
A woman introduces herself, saying, "I'm Liwayway."
Ako si Liwayway. Ako si Liwayway.
Ask her and her husband, "Where do you all live?"
Saan kayo nakatira?
She answers, "We live in LA."
Sa LA kami nakatira. Sa LA kami nakatira.
Do you remember how to say child?
Anak. Anak.
Now try to say your child or the child of you all.
Ang anak ninyo. Ang anak ninyo.
Ask the two of them, "How many children do you already have?" You'll ask, "How many already your child?"
Ilan na ang anak ninyo? Ilan?
She says, "Still only one."
Isa pa lang.
Meaning they have just one, she says, "Still only one our child."
Isa pa lang ang anak namin. Namin. Isa pa lang ang anak namin.
Ask her, "One boy?"
Isang lalaki? Isang lalaki?
One son?
Isang anak na lalaki? Isang anak na lalaki?
She answers, "No, one girl."
Hindi, isang babae. Isang babae.
One daughter.
Isang anak na babae.
Ask, "Is she still small?"
Maliit pa ba siya? Maliit pa ba ang babae?
How does she say that she's already big?
Malaki na siya. Malaki na ang babae.
She adds, "She's not here," or "She's nowhere to be found."
Wala siya. Wala siya.
Now she asks, "And you all?"
At kayo?
Do you all already have children?
Meron na ba kayong anak? Meron na ba kayong anak?
Did you hear the alternate pronunciation of have? Both pronunciations are common. We will continue to use
meron
for the rest of the course. Say, we already have 3 children.
Meron na kaming 3 anak.
Do you remember the word for a lot?
Marami. Marami.
Now try to say a lot of children.
Maraming anak. Maraming anak.
How do you say we want?
Gusto namin. Gusto namin.
Try to say we want a lot of children.
Gusto namin ng maraming anak. Gusto namin ng maraming anak.
Here's how to say we want to live in Manila.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Gusto naming tumira sa Maynila. Tumira. Gusto naming tumira sa Maynila.
How do you say to live?
Tumira. Tumira.
Say, we already want to live in Manila.
Gusto na naming tumira sa Maynila.
Ask her, and you?
At ikaw?
She says, I want to live in America.
Gusto kong tumira sa Amerika. Gusto kong tumira sa Amerika.
Do you remember how to say, we live in LA?
Sa LA kami nakatira. Sa LA kami nakatira.
Now say, but we want to live in Manila.
Pero gusto naming tumira sa Maynila. Gusto naming tumira sa Maynila.
Say, our child.
Ang anak namin.
Here's how to say our several children or our children.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Ang mga anak namin. Mga. Ang mga anak namin.
You use the word for several when no number is mentioned. Say several.
Mga. Mga.
Try to say, our several children are over there.
Nandoon ang mga anak namin. Ang mga anak namin. Nandoon ang mga anak namin.
How would you say, in America?
Nasa Amerika.
Note that you'll say
sa
for in when mentioning where you live or where you want to go, but
nasa
otherwise. Say in LA.
Nasa LA.
Try to say the several girls are over there.
Nandoon ang mga babae. Nandoon ang mga babae.
But we want to live in Manila.
Pero gusto naming tumira sa Maynila. Gusto naming tumira sa Maynila.
Now say, the boy is still small.
Maliit pa ang lalaki. Maliit pa ang lalaki.
My son.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Ang anak kong lalaki. Anak ko. Anak kong lalaki. Ang anak kong lalaki.
Say again, my son.
Ang anak kong lalaki.
Try to say, my son is still small.
Maliit pa ang anak kong lalaki.
How does she ask, your son?
Ang anak mong lalaki? Ang anak mong lalaki?
Say, yes, my son is still small.
Oo, maliit pa ang anak kong lalaki.
She asks, really?
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Talaga? Talaga?
Say, yes.
Oo.
She asks again, really?
Talaga? Talaga?
Your son?
Ang anak mong lalaki?
Say, yes, he's still small.
Oo, maliit pa siya. Maliit pa talaga siya.
Try to say, he's still really small.
Maliit pa talaga siya. Maliit pa talaga siya.
Try to say, but he already wants to live in Manila.
Pero gusto na niyang tumira sa Maynila. Niya. Gusto na niyang tumira sa Maynila.
Forgetting you have three children, the woman asks, your daughter?
Ang anak mong babae? Ang anak mong babae?
Where really is your daughter?
Nasaan talaga ang anak mong babae? Nasaan talaga ang anak mong babae?
Here's how to ask, the big one or the small one?
Pakinggan at ulitin. Ang malaki ba o ang maliit? Ang maliit. Ang malaki ba o ang maliit?
She says, the big one.
Ang malaki. Ang malaki.
Not the small one.
Hindi ang maliit. Hindi ang maliit.
Try to say, my children aren't here. Remember to continue to use several.
Wala ang mga anak ko. Wala ang mga anak ko.
How would she say, your children?
Ang mga anak mo. Ang mga anak mo.
In Tagalog, really is often used for emphasis. Say, really.
Talaga.
How does she ask, where really are your children?
Nasaan talaga ang mga anak mo? Nasaan talaga ang mga anak mo?
Suppose you have to cut the conversation short. Here's how to ask, can you wait for me?
Pakinggan at ulitin. Pwede mo ba akong hintayin? Hintayin. Tay. Hintay. Hintayin. Hintayin. Mo ba ako? Pwede mo ba ako? Pwede mo ba akong hintayin?
What's the word for wait?
Hintayin.
Ask, can you wait for me?
Pwede mo ba akong hintayin? Hintayin. Pwede mo ba akong hintayin?
Do you remember the word I to you?
Kita. Kita.
And what's the short answer? I can.
Puede. Puede.
Now how would she say, I can wait for you?
Puede kitang hintayin. Puede kitang hintayin.
Ask her, really?
Talaga? Talaga?
Can you wait for me?
Pwede mo ba akong hintayin? Pwede mo ba akong hintayin?
How does she ask? What time is it?
Anong oras na?
How would she say, I can't?
Hindi ako pwede.
But then she says, can, meaning, I can.
Puede. Puede.
I can wait for you.
Puede kitang hintayin. Puede. Puede kitang hintayin.
Now here's how to ask, where's the bathroom?
Pakinggan at ulitin. Saan ang banyo? Banyo. Banyo.
Say in Tagalog, bathroom.
Banyo.
Ask where the bathroom is.
Saan ang banyo?
How does she ask? What's that?
Ano yon?
You ask her again and she says, the bathroom is over there.
Doon ang banyo. Doon ang banyo.
Ask, really?
Talaga?
She says, yes, the bathroom's really over there.
Oo, doon talaga ang banyo. Doon talaga ang banyo.
You notice people waiting. Say, my children are over there.
Nandoon ang mga anak ko.
Ask again, can you wait for me?
Pwede mo ba akong hintayin? Pwede mo ba akong hintayin?
Do you remember how to ask, with whom?
Kasama nino?
Now try to say, with us.
Kasama namin. Kasama namin.
And how do you say, our daughter?
Ang anak naming babae. Ang anak naming babae.
To say, our daughter is with us, you say, with us, our daughter. Try it.
Kasama namin ang anak naming babae. Kasama namin. Kasama namin ang anak naming babae.
Meaning both you and your wife, how does she ask, your daughter?
Ang anak ninyong babae? Ninyo. Ang anak ninyong babae?
How would she ask, is she with you all?
Kasama ninyo ba siya? Kasama ninyo ba siya?
Answer, yes, she already wants to live in Manila.
Oo. Gusto na niyang tumira sa Maynila. Tumira. Gusto na niyang tumira sa Maynila.
Now ask where the bathroom is.
Saan ang banyo? Saan ang banyo?
Say, the children, or the several children.
Ang mga anak. Ang mga anak.
Now here's how to say, the family.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Ang pamilya. Pamilya. Ang pamilya.
Say, the family.
Ang pamilya.
She asks, who?
Sino?
Try to say, our family. Literally, the family of us.
Ang pamilya namin. Ang pamilya namin.
Ask the woman where her spouse is.
Nasaan ang asawa mo?
Now ask her where her family is.
Nasaan ang pamilya mo?
The woman asks, my family?
Ang pamilya ko?
How would she say, the girls are over there?
Nandoon ang mga babae. Nandoon ang mga babae.
She adds, in America.
Nasa Amerika.
How does she say, our son?
ang anak naming lalaki. Ang anak naming lalaki.
Our son is with us.
Kasama namin ang anak naming lalaki. Kasama namin ang anak naming lalaki.
Say, your family is big.
Malaki ang pamilya mo.
She says, no.
Hindi.
Say, yes, your family is really big.
Oo, malaki talaga ang pamilya mo. Oo, malaki talaga ang pamilya mo.
She tells you again, our son is with us.
Kasama namin ang anak naming lalaki.
Some people knock on the door. Say, you all come in.
Pasok kayo.
Your acquaintance continues. He already wants to live in New York.
New York.
Gusto na niyang tumira sa New York. Gusto na niyang tumira sa New York.
She asks, where's the bathroom?
Saan ang banyo?
Now she asks, can you wait for me?
Pwede mo ba akong hintayin? Pwede mo ba akong hintayin?
Say, I can. I can wait for you.
Pwede. Pwede kitang hintayin. Pwede kitang hintayin.
Let's try a short conversation. You're speaking to a Filipino woman about your family. As you answer her questions, use we or our. Let's begin.
Anak ninyong lalaki ba yan?
Did you hear how the last words ran together? In rapid speech,
yan
tends to become
yan,
and the I is dropped. Continue to do so for the rest of the course. Now say that, yes, that's your son.
Oo, anak naming lalaki yan. Anak namin yan.
Ilan ang anak ninyong lalaki?
Say, two only.
Dalawa lang. Dalawa lang ang anak naming lalaki.
Meron ba kayong anak na babae?
Answer, yes, one.
Oo, isa. Meron kaming isang anak na babae.
Malaki na ba siya o maliit pa?
Say, already big or big already.
Malaki na. Malaki na talaga siya.
Give a negative answer to her next question.
Marunong ba siyang magtagalog?
Hindi. Hindi siya marunong. Hindi siya marunong magtagalog.
Now ask her where the bathroom is.
Saan ang banyo?
Doon. Doon ang banyo.
This is the end of Unit 21 and the end of today's lesson. Please continue with the next unit tomorrow. Copyright 2007 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2007 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.